introspective, inward-looking, self-examining, characterized by or given to introspection.
Welcome to the Introspective Podcast, your compass for internalizing the path towards optimal lifestyle design, business success, and mindful entrepreneurship with your host, Jake Anderson.
Hey, hey, welcome back. We are here for another episode of Introspective, and we're going to talk about something that goes a little bit against the grain, I think, from what popular belief is. And you always hear this statement about work-life balance and how that is kind of the goal to strive for, whether it's, you know, 9-to-5 job or if you're in business, entrepreneurship. People are trying to find that balance with their time. That's really what it is. It's our time. We all have this fixed amount of time every day in terms of how we can distribute that towards our work, how we distribute that towards our family, how we distribute that towards our hobbies, our self-care. And just the thought of it, I mean, there's so many little sections of the pie where that 24 hours gets distributed. It can be a little bit overwhelming for people to really kind of embrace. And you keep coming back to this, oh, you got to have the work-life balance. You got to have the work-life balance. But we're going to actually challenge that in today's interview, among many other things. But that's something I definitely want you to really kind of sit back and really open some headspace for, is challenging this whole thought of work-life balance. And we're going to get a shift. We're going to shift your perspective. That's the goal here, is to create that shift into thinking about things a little bit differently. And to help me create this shift today, I have brought on my good friend, Justine Mader, who is a life and business integration coach who helps thriving women break through their glass ceiling without compromising on their priorities. And as a coach, speaker, podcast co-host, she is always down for growth and relationships. Her favorite title is mom, and that's due to her two little boys that are the force behind her movement and commitment to success in the present. I welcome to the show, Justine Mader. Justine, how are you doing today? It's good seeing you.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. This is long overdue. I have been so excited to see not only your podcast just boom, Jake, but to embrace these conversations. And that's how we met. For those that don't know, I met Jake in an incredible intimate networking opportunity when he was launching his show and bringing people that were of like mind. And so when I say that I'm passionate about relationships, I'm passionate about relationships, you guys. Yeah. Like, this is what I live for. So I'm so excited to be here today.
Well, I am too. And I remember we were talking before the recording. And I think that's what really drew the energy together here, was like that core value foundation of relationships and the importance of it. And I think people in business, when they start understanding and that clicks for them, I mean, everything they do, from like how they post their content to how they have conversations on podcasts or interviews to even how they do sales pitches. Like, I think when you start kind of thinking about it from the standpoint of a relationship, and that's what it needs to be built on, I think things get a little bit easier for you. What do you think?
Oh my gosh, yes. So it's so crazy, because for people that don't know me, entrepreneurship was not in my my projection of what my world was going to look like. Yeah. So for me, when I entered this world, I was like, how do I handle marketing? How do I handle, ads? How do I handle all these different things that make up what I thought a business was? Business is not what you do. Business is who you are with the people that you connect with. Businesses that are made of people. We're made of humans supporting each other in a crazy advancing world, whether it's through technology, through advancements in medicine. It's all about humans, human beings, right? And so When I was able to take that step back after burnout, after just total frustration, I'm not going to lie, it was really, really depressing. I was like, I'm doing all the things I thought I had to do, and I was forgetting to be human in that space with these people. Yeah. With these incredible people. And so when I had the chance to take that step back, I want to say that was about a year and a half ago when that happened for me. And I started just really focusing on the people that DM'd me. When I focused on the people that were commenting on my post being like, oh my gosh, this made my day, or oh my gosh, I needed this shift. I was like, wow, that's a human. That's another account. That's another person that is looking for what it is that I have to offer, right? And it wasn't even just a sale. It was that energy of, I just changed someone's life today. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know I would. but it made it all worth it. And so it changed my perspective of what I was in the game for. And I'm in the game for humans. I'm in the game for relationships. And it has been such an incredible change in me. It allowed me to feel through the relationships, through the energy, and grow through so many mistakes, such as being caught up in the perfectionist mindset of it's got to look insta-perfect and it's got to be this, it's got to be that, because that doesn't matter. If you show up for your people, if you're raw and real with your people, you will have business for your life.
Yes, I love that. And when it comes down to the human element, and that was the thing for me, like I came into online space. Because the online space, I mean, I was in the brick and mortar. That's where I got started. I had a lighting company, and it was, you know, I had like a 4,000 square foot warehouse with all these crazy lighting fixtures. And it was very different when I came into the online space from that world, because in that world I was in, it was a bit slower. It kind of makes me think of like the 50s. It's like when you're in local, when you're like local brick and mortar, it's like everything's slower. You know, it's like if you want to connect with somebody, you got to get in your car and like drive to the networking event, have like actual three-dimensional conversations with people,
have coffee,
and then you meet for lunch, and then you move in the online space, and everything's so fast and quick, and just it can almost lead. And I've seen this before, where when I first came into the online space, with the exception of some people that I think really got it, and definitely you're certainly one of them, was that I would notice that relationships seem to live on a superficial kind of like surface level of the newsfeed.
Very much.
Of, you know, everything was defined by gifts and text and emojis. And it's like, where's the actual human interaction here? Like real human interaction. So I remember coming into that space feeling a little bit lost there. And, but the thing you said, I think is really important to notate, talking about the online space, not just as, you know, yes, there's that surface level piece, but also talking about it from the standpoint of your speed to impact is so much greater. So you can, when you take out that drive to the coffee and that drive to the network event, and it's seriously like we're in DMs and it's instantaneous, and you can ask a question or you can get some support and it's instantaneous, you can impact so many more people than you can, you know, in that physical 3D world, you know, the real world, or however you want to define it. So I think I just wanted to highlight that, you know, because I think that's really important for people to really keep in mind here, that entering into the online space, yes, there's definitely some aspects of it that can feel a little bit superficial, but at the end of the day, your speed to impact is a lot greater, and you certainly recognize that. And that's something that seems to be like, would you say that was your biggest shift in perspective and entrepreneurship?
Yes.
Was there any, like, what totally else happened? Because it sounds like when you got in, there was a lot of, you know, because you did VA work, right? Like that was kind of what you started with. You were doing
good memory, man. Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah. So you did VA work. I try to keep, like, you know, there's some memory cells left in there that I try to maintain, but I know you did VA work. So that's service provider. So tell me about, like, that's kind of transformed into coaching and consulting. So tell me about that transformation.
So I love this question, because I think the number one thing is people are, they're sad or ashamed of their transformation story. And I just want to illustrate this a little bit. So Jake knows this, but in case you guys don't, I actually came from the dental industry. So dental assisting was my everything. And I was a thriving dental assistant, worked four different positions at the office I was in, living it great and doing all the things. And I quit, not because I didn't like the job, not because I, you know, was unsatisfied with my career, but genuinely, I quit because I was going to raise my son at home. We were blessed with our first child, and that was our big change. That was our big shift. And so when it started, I was looking for a business. I was looking for more. I found myself to be depressed. And it was one of those moments where I had to ask myself what made me happy. And it was serving people. And I was like, how can I serve people and get that opportunity of becoming the best me while honoring my priorities? So I turned to the online space, you guys. I didn't know what the word entrepreneur meant. Everyone had it in their bio. And I was like, what the heck is this? Everyone's an entrepreneur now? Yeah. Like, I don't even know what that means. So I had to really set out on education. And the number one thing that I saw that I could do straight away was be an assistant to these business owners. You know, whether that, and I was more focused on the administration and communication side of it because those were my superpowers. But it was one of those things where I didn't even know to the extent of what like the online space was. And it happened through action. It happened through implementation. So my journey started by me honoring my priorities first. So the biggest part of like even who I am now as a coach is I was doing the thing that I didn't know other people were struggling to do. I didn't know that. And so when it came to mindset and implementation strategy in business and, you know, kind of creating that harmony in your life and business, It came to me as something that I just strove for. And someone was like, I need you to be my coach for that. You're just my, virtual assistant. But I was called out to be a coach. I didn't know coaching was a thing, you guys. It was that bad. I was that new to the space. And so I set out, I actually hired a coach because I said, I take this really seriously. I want to serve this person by over delivering. I want to give them all of my things, but I don't know how to deliver me to them. Mm-hmm. How do I do that?
Right.
How do I get my thoughts on paper? How do I get my heart in their heart? How do we get that soul connection? And so it was really, the coach that I had was phenomenal. And that was a great pivotal moment in me investing in myself, especially when, you know, even for my husband doesn't care for the online space. He's very physical. And so it's one of those things where he's like, if I can't hold it, if I can't build it, if I can't touch it, it's just not my thing.
Yeah.
And so I had to empower my own investment in myself. And I did that because I was working. I did that because I had invested in creating a business. And so when I took that step, that transition followed me in the sense of I was always taking a bet on me, showing up, being the best version of me in that space. What do I want out of this situation? And then being like, how can I serve? And so it changed from being a virtual assistant into a coach. Now I've been on summits. I'm a speaker. I've been able to work with big leaders like Dean Graziosi and host people on my podcast like Jim Quick. It's something I'm very humbled by because I never saw it in my future. I'll be honest, Jake. I never thought that. But because of that, it gives me so much hope for everyone listening, for my future self, that there's nothing we can't accomplish if we stay true to who we are and to the priorities that we hold dear, because those are the things that matter. And those are my definitions of success.
That's powerful. And when you're describing this, all I can think is it's so amazing how entrepreneurship unfolds this like exciting world ahead of you that you just never knew thought, or you just never thought was possible. And I remember, like you said, it's like I got into VA, I was a VA, and then that led into coaching. Now I'm doing stuff with Dean and then have just interviewed Jim Quick. It's like, where the heck did this come from? Like, you'll never get that. Like, how did that happen? Like, sometimes, I mean, and that's the thing. That's one thing I love about podcasting is you can actually have conversations with people of incredible influence. And it's a lot easier than you realize. And it's a lot more, it's very much so possible. I mean, if you want to speak to celebrity level people, go start a podcast and really commit to it. And that'll get you there. And, so it's amazing to hear that. And I think there's certainly, you know, I always kind of look at like entrepreneurship. It's as much, yes, you're building a business, but it's very much so a personal development journey as well. In fact, I think that's probably the biggest aspect of it is the personal development, because your business is as strong as you allow yourself to become. You know, if you want to limit yourself, then your business will be, you know, limited with it. It's almost direct correlation between the two. So I know something, and I want to shift into talking about the integrated lifestyle, because as I was opening up the episode, I know that there is this perspective out there about work-life balance. And that's something you don't believe in. You believe in something different. So let's share this. What is this thing called integrative lifestyle, and how is that different than the popular belief that we hear today?
I love this question. And it's one of those things that's such a debate for people because it's going against a social norm, right? We hear so much, and people don't understand the power of words. people don't understand what it does to not only our mental state, but our physical state. We perceive ourselves as incapable in our mind, in our bodies, in our souls. And so it's one of those things that I'm here to challenge the status quo, because I shouldn't be here, period. There's been things that, you know, if you follow my story, there's reasons I shouldn't be here. But if I am here, I believe that I'm here for a purpose, and I believe Jake is here for a purpose. And if you're listening today, you are here for a purpose as well. And I believe that without life, there is no business. Mm-hmm. So why would we put work or business before life? Why? And I don't think we think about it because we don't take the second to stop. Like Jake said earlier, you were mentioning, you know, how things are so fast. You know, whether it's in the DMs, whether it's in purchasing things, you know, it's not the shipping, you know, it's not even shopping, it's shipping, you know, anymore. You click it, you get it. You know, it's not even, we don't even live in an industry where things are slow enough for us to grasp the concepts behind our words.
Yeah.
So if we take this step back, it's like, whoa, I never meant, and this is so funny because every conversation I've had with a business owner is like, oh, I never meant that business came before life. Oh my gosh, no, that never comes before my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you saying? How are you responding? How are you following through with that in your life or business? How are your kids being trained to look at the entrepreneurship world through your eyes, or whether it's 9 to 5, it doesn't matter. But most of our listeners here are business owners.
Right.
So how are you, and I'm very passionate about the next generation, because like Jake said, you know, we both have kids. It's so incredible. But it's one of those things, how are we being an example of our own mindsets, of our own teachings, of our own beliefs, you guys? And so for me, how I define life and business integration is life and business integration. It's intentional, it's strategic, and it's specific to my definition of success. And it's going to be different than Jake's definition of success. It's going to be different than everybody else listening here. And if it wasn't, I'd be concerned, because then you wouldn't have autonomy. I want you all to ask yourselves right now as you're listening to this, what is your definition of success? Because I can tell you life and business integration, but that's going to mean something on totally different levels for you than it does for me. Some of the things that it means for me, just to give you perspective, is faith and family first and foremost, and freedom. My time, my greatest asset is my time. And the second asset is my energy to come and do podcasts, my energy to be the best mom I can be, to be the best wife, to be the badass on whatever I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't guard that. If I don't uphold the boundaries that I expect other people to do, then I'm actually doing everyone a disservice, because I'm not living up to the potential that I was created to live up to. And like I said earlier, if you are here, your heart is beating, you have a purpose, and you hold a puzzle piece in somebody else's puzzle that's not complete without you showing up as you. So when people ask why you're passionate about it, why do we need it? Because it's not the norm anymore. I think that when the world was slower, it kind of forced us to put life first. Mm-hmm. Because we had to take care of life before we went to work. We got in the car and we went and, you know, had to commute to work, right? Work is at home. I'm at my home. Jake's in his home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or even if we're in our offices, I don't care where you find yourself. There's such a easy, not easy, it's a lot less strenuous to do work. So what happens? Work life versus life work. And that's the transition. That's the pivot that I challenge each and every one of you to think about today. It's the power in your words, the power in your thoughts, the power in your actions. Which one is going first? My dad always used the old saying, and you've all probably heard this, don't put the cart in front of the horse. Mm. Well, duh, don't put the cart in front of the horse. But how many of us are doing that without knowing we're doing that? Like, it's when we put it in something like a metaphor, like a cart and a horse, it sounds stupid. We do it all the time. So when we take that moment to reflect, to slow down and be like, hey, analyze, is this actually in alignment with what I'm doing? Is this in alignment with who I am? Is this in alignment with what I want to accomplish for myself, for my legacy, for, you know, X, Y, and Z? That's where things change. And the reason I'm even more passionate about this, you guys, is because I've had the privilege. I say privilege because it is truly a privilege to work with very successful people that don't have successful lives. There's a difference between successful in business and successful at life. And if I could encourage you to do one thing, I would encourage you to define what that successful life is, because if it includes business, you can have all of that. But if you don't have a successful life, the business will never be worth it. It will never, ever achieve what it is that you desire in this life. And we have one shot. You guys, we have one shot at this.
Yeah.
So don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for next year, next quarter. I don't care. It's all about what we do today, how we do it, and why we're doing it. And Jake talks about, you know, going deep and really digging into what it is that you're doing. So like this shouldn't be new for you guys to hear. this is going to be repetition at this point. I'm preaching to the choir. But at the same time, allowing yourself to take that step back and analyze where you are at. I think 2020 really caused a lot of people to do that with quarantine. But those were a lot of people that were in that busy world. I don't know if it affected entrepreneurs the same way. So I'm seeing kind of a divide in that as well. Mm-hmm. Many people quit their jobs or lost their jobs, so they have kind of joined ranks with us. Not that there was a, you know, greater than or less than. It's just a different tribe. And welcoming them into the family, I can sense this, like, oh my gosh, you would do that before you would go with your kids? I would never do that at corporate. But why is it okay when you can work from home and have your computer on and just throw on a show for your kid? Like, what is that for you? And that's why I use the word integration.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe in balance. Integration is intentional.
Yes.
If you want something to be a part of your life, if you want to be that inclusive father, if you want to be that present mother, those are the things that you have to figure out what that is for you to create that holistic mastery of the harmony in your life and business.
So let me ask you this. And by the way, let me just little side note here. Have you ever seen a movie Independence Day? The first Independence Day? Okay. Anybody listening? There's a speech by the president before they go and fight the aliens. That's like the most motivational speech like you'll ever hear. What you just said is like right there at number one, and then number two is a speech from Independence Day. Like that was so. Anybody who's ever seen Independence Day is probably smiling right now. Like, yeah, I remember that presidential speech. It was like, oh, so powerful. Like that was amazing. So I just want to just acknowledge that for a second. The way you laid that out was unbelievable. So wanted to say that. But moving into it, there was something you said that it really clicked in my head as kind of a light bulb moment, and I want to speak to that for a minute. So, and that was, you know, people who are successful in business, but they're not successful in life. And I believe that that's very true. In fact, that was me with my last company. I was successful in that business, but I was miserable in my life. It was a very dark place for me. And I just wasn't where I was supposed to be. Thankfully, that business is now sold and it's behind me. Which was like, I fantasized about that day for probably 3 years. I was like, I cannot wait to be out. It was like a prison sentence. It does. It can feel like a prison sentence. But this is the thing. You can be successful at business, but that doesn't mean you'll be successful at life. But I believe that you can be successful at life. And if you're successful at life, you'll be successful at business. I think that's kind of the difference in thinking here. So when it comes to this integrated lifestyle, we start with the lifestyle. We start thinking about what is the lifestyle that we want and how do we integrate the business into the lifestyle that we desire to have. From a tactical standpoint, would you say that that is accurate? From like thinking about it, like, okay, I want this integrated lifestyle. Where do I start? It starts with the lifestyle. And then you figure out how to, because I've had those conversations. Justine, let me tell you something. Like when you go through a really bad experience with a business, it almost gives you PTSD. Because when you go, because me going into this next chapter, I mean, I was like the pivot king in 2020. I was pivoting all over the place with business ideas because I was so afraid of something putting me back in that dark place. And I started thinking about the lifestyle as kind of the drive, being the horse. I guess the lifestyle is the horse, right? Maybe we're getting back to that metaphor, which I love.
Yeah,
I
use it all the time. I'm digging it. Let's go.
So we're kind of so let's kind of break this down for a minute. So it's like for somebody's like, yes, I fully hear you, and I definitely want all that. But how do I start with my mindset? How do I start thinking about this from a kind of a, you know, an approach of getting into this and making sure that, you know, get caught in that entrepreneur trap, because that can very well happen. You find a business opportunity. It seems very very promising, and you go into it. And before you know it, you're so far deep into it, it's like the only way to get out is to dig your way out. And you're stuck and you're miserable and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm in all this debt right now and it's making money, but I gotta like crawl out of it and I'm miserable and I don't like this. And I think that people who end up in that place, and this is my opinion based on myself really, is it starts from a place of kind of chasing the money and chasing the business and not thinking about what's the life you're really trying to create, like what's the commitment look like. So let's talk about that for a minute, because I know that the listeners are probably, and if I could guess, putting myself in the shoes as a listener, they're probably thinking, that was amazing. I'm like so moved right now that I'm ready to take action on this integrated lifestyle. So let's get these people in action right now. Let's do this. So,
and I'm so all about no more just like rah, rah. We actually have something to like rah, rah do. So yeah. I love that you shared that. And I think, I need to shout you out here too, because so many people are afraid to share that they have been in a dark space. So many people are scared to share, not, you know, and so many people will say, I had a dark time. Okay, well, that's wonderful. We all have dark times, but yeah, you actually went through that. And I think that that's a vulnerability that's not common. So I appreciate that in you, Jake, because it really shares a lot of actually some of the stuff I went through. I went all in on a business venture that was a total scam, and I lost so much time, so much energy, and I was crushed. I didn't know the online space. I was like, oh, so this is what the online world is like. Great. And I was devastated, but it was one of those things where I was like, you know what? There's got to be better people out there. I just got to find them, which has led me to amazing things like you and other incredible opportunities. But it's one of those things where if we're not willing to, to share the message as a lesson, we actually can never heal.
Yeah.
So that PTSD will never go away. That fear will never go away. And I know that for myself, because I recently connected with some new brand partners and I took a step too. And that was absolutely freaky for me. Not because they're not good people, but because I was hurt. Mm. Not because they didn't respect me, but because someone had totally lied to me. And it was one of those things where, you know, for somebody listening to this right now that has been scammed, has been hurt, has been totally, you know, just blown to the sidewall, that's not everyone. You can only focus on you. And so this is even more important if you have been hurt, because you are your source of energy. God has given you a heartbeat. You are the one that makes the choices in this life. You can't rely on exterior forces. We just can't. And the world is crazy as it is. We don't even have to go down that rabbit hole. That's another conversation that we're not going to have on the podcast. So, but again, back to the rah-rah, and I appreciate so heartfully your words there, Jake. The number one thing that I need each and every one of you to do listening right now is become aware. If you are aware that you're making a choice based on money, based on you know, followers, or, you know, realize that it's not in alignment with yourself and you're kind of like, oh, this kind of feels icky. I'm not sure if I really want to do this. You have to be aware in order to change it. But if you're flexing that muscle of, I'm just doing it because I have to, this is just the hustle. I got to go. I got to make money. This is just what I got to do. You're not going to be able to break that chain. You're not going to be able to break that habit of just reaction. So in order to change that, we have to be proactive through awareness. And that's how you can anticipate what's coming to you and be like, this is who I am. Does this align with me or does it not? Nope. There it goes. Yes. Hey now, let's do this. And so I think the number one thing in order for you to build an integrated life and business, according to your definition of success, it starts with awareness. It starts with awareness in everything that you do, everything that you say, and everything that you think. Because if you're looking at everything like Jake just shared, through the lens of PTSD, of hurt, of pain, of just, you know, betrayal, you know, or whatever it is that was going on in your experience, you're going to assume all of that onto people, onto things that not only don't deserve that, but probably aren't that. And it's in our human nature to hold a grudge when we're hurt. It's in our human nature to judge. And so if I can encourage you guys with this awareness, take an extra dose of kindness with you. And kindness doesn't mean being a doormat. Kindness does not mean falling for stupid stuff. Kindness does not mean any of the weakness that the world portrays it. Kindness means being a decent person to someone who doesn't deserve it. That's not being a doormat. Kindness is standing in your truth and being like, you know what? I understand that that's your perspective, but this is not a good business move for me right now. I wish you all the best. There is a level of respect that you must hold yourself to in this season of developing your life and business integrated system and ability. And if you don't start respecting yourself through that awareness, then you can't expect anyone else to support you on that.
Awareness is so huge. It's so huge. And it's almost like if you, and there's even like, sometimes I've been getting into things like breath work and meditation just to like create space for awareness. And when you do that, there's just such a transformation there, especially when you let go of the negativity, you know, you mentioned like holding a grudge. And I was actually speaking with somebody on an interview yesterday about forgiveness and how forgiveness can be like some of the, like, you don't realize how much weight you carry around with you with grudges until you forgive. And when you forgive and you feel that weight that just drips off your shoulders, you're like, wow, that was heavy. I didn't realize I was carrying around such a load on my shoulders of just heaviness from this grudge. And when you release it,
and you want to know the heaviest weight,
what's that?
It's when you don't forgive yourself.
Yeah.
So it's not just others, yeah. You guys. It's forgiving yourself, coming from someone that struggled with that a lot. Still does.
Yeah.
I'm in the trenches, tough. You guys. I'm not here talking down to you. I am talking with you. And I just want you to know from my heart, living an integrated life is a daily striving, a daily goal. And, you know, whether it's forgiveness, like Jake is saying, kindness, new perspective, awareness, it's all about becoming the best version of you.
Absolutely. That's, you know, that's my why. When people are like, what's your why? It's like to become the best version of myself. Because, yeah, and even like, I even have a why for the podcast. Like, people ask me, like, why do you do a podcast? And at the very deepest level, I don't think I've ever shared this actually with anybody other than like a couple people. And so, yeah. And even on the podcast, I should probably do an episode on this because it is kind of important.
Let's go, Jake.
So here it is. Here it is. We're going to share the why. So, the reason why I do my podcast is, you know, as you know, I have two little boys. They're 4 and 7. And I, the greatest gift I feel, I mean, there's a lot of things that kind of stand out there, but one amazing gift I think I can give my children is the gift of wisdom. And I know that when they hit the age where they start to become adults and they're kind of moving into the real world, you know, daddy's documented, I don't know, probably that time, probably be thousands of interviews,
yes,
and episodes with amazing people, and they can actually follow my entire journey from the time when they were little kids all the way up to being grown adults, and they can see every step of the way and they can follow my introspective of how I had to make decisions through this process of growth. And it'll be a blueprint for them. And that's my why. That's why I do this podcast. That's the main reason why, among anything else. It really has nothing to do with like, I mean, it does have stuff to, there's a personal brand side to it, but like at the deepest level, that's what motivates me to do it, because I'm creating that documentation that my kids will have, you know, for a lifetime, you know. So that's really it.
So incredible. And I think for everyone listening, I hope you just realize that that's why he brings the people on here. That's why he cares about who he has. He cares about his tribe, his community, and what he's providing for his boys, you know, in their future is something that you can tangibly harness now. Yeah. And I think that's just so incredible, Jake. I love that you shared that.
Yeah. Thank you. It's, it is, it's a big part of it. So, well, listen, we're getting near the end here, and I want to give the opportunity for people to know how they can connect with you. I know you're doing a challenge now. I'd love for you to share that with the audience. And just spill the beans here. How can people find Justine Mader?
Okay. Well, if you're a friend of Jake's, you're a friend of mine. So first off, I would love to know if you listen to this episode, please take a screenshot and tag both Jake and myself on Instagram so we can celebrate you. We can keep in touch with you, because I think that Jake is putting out incredible work, and I know that that would expand his message as well. And you should probably leave them a review, just saying, you guys. But beyond that, to get in touch with me, I'm definitely on all of the social media platforms. I love Clubhouse. We didn't even talk about Clubhouse today. But you'll find me on Clubhouse at Justine Mader. I love hosting rooms and intimate conversations just like this. And I would be so honored for you to follow me. Otherwise, on the platforms, Instagram, Facebook, it's Justine Mader HQ. I'm doing a challenge for the first time, so I'm going out of my comfort zone, you guys. I've helped Dean Graziosi do many different challenges for him and his communities, but I'm doing my very first, and it's called Made Her Integrated Life, and I'm super excited for this 5-day challenge. If it is over by the time that this airs, no worries, you guys. I will be doing it again, but you won't get to experience the hiccups along the way, so I'm learning as I go. But that's all about the life that we're living. And so I think that that's the biggest thing is that, you know, even though it's not going to be perfect, I'm so excited to be a part of it with you. And I'm so excited that you're a part of my world too. So Jake, I'm so grateful to be a part of your tribe.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And the honor is all on this side of the table too. It's been amazing. Just being connected with you and having the opportunity to bring you onto the show and share your message with the audience. And we'll make sure to get that all linked up in your podcast blog page, which for anybody listening, yeah, you just go to www.introspectivepodcast.com/Justine Mader. That is JustineMader. And that'll take you right to the page where you can get, you know, YouTube video, the podcast episode, the show notes, the links, all the things that she's doing, and choose your journey. How do you want to take a journey following Justine and how she can serve you? So that's where that's going to live. So definitely go check that out. And yes, I would love a review. And if that's something you want to do and share, that would greatly be appreciated. Definitely helps get the message. It spreads it. It helps spread the message, especially with podcasting. So certainly something that would be very much appreciated. And Justine, thank you for bringing that up. Wonderful idea. And thank you
it's
so much.
It's a great idea, you yes. guys. You have no idea how much it helps. Yeah. It, you know, especially even in the times where you're like, is anyone listening? You know, does anyone yeah. hear what I'm sharing? You know, we can have great whys, such as, you know, having a legacy for your children, but it really can boost a person. So if you have 2 minutes of your time, yes, that would make someone's day.
It definitely does. And I tell you, I look at my reviews and I check them frequently. And anytime I see a new one pop in, it literally will make my day. So if you want to take a very simple, and just not even mine, anybody's yes, podcast so that you're true. Listening to, just take that time to review, and trust me, it will make their day. And it's really powerful. Little things like that can have such a, it's such a disproportionate, you know, impact to time or I guess cost in your life, disparity there. You know, it's a very little cost or time in your life for like a massive impact that it makes in somebody else's. And things like that are, I think, some big needle movers that you can create in the world. So thank you for bringing that up. Thank you so much for being here. It's amazing connecting with you. I appreciate it. And for everybody listening, thank you for listening and being here. And we will see you on the next episode. Thank you for tuning into today's episode of the Introspective Podcast, where mindful entrepreneurs get their daily deep dive to uncover new opportunities, raise their state of awareness, and shift the introspective towards their next breakthrough moment in both life and business. And if that sounds like you, then make sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. You can find the show on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and Amazon. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow here on the Introspective Podcast.